Hello, and welcome to Hoengo, Lesson 12. 外国人観光客が日本に来てどこに行くんでしょうか? Today, let's talk about Japan's top 10 tourist destinations. 英語でヒント出しますから、Let's see if we can get them all right. All right, let's get started. 日本で外国人観光客にとって見たいところいっぱいあると思いますね。すごく魅力的なところいっぱいあって、でも外国人は本当にどこに行くんでしょうか。この前、このトップ10のリストを手に入って、それを使ってクイズ出そうと思ってます。Many foreigners come to Japan. There are many things to see, many beautiful buildings, many beautiful sights. But the other day, I got a list, a top 10 list of the most popular spots in Japan. So today, let's practice not just listening, but how we describe these beautiful places. Today, an English quiz. So let's get started. So first, 第10位, number 10. Number 10 is very close to Tokyo. If you ride the Shinkansen, you can get there in about 1 hour. It's very famous for its hot springs and beautiful mountains. If you're lucky and the weather is good, you can see Fuji Mountain over a beautiful lake. There are many things to do here. One of my favorites is riding the train up the mountain on a switchback. There are many little adventures to have at each station. There's also a great steaming valley in the middle. You can ride trains, you can ride ropeways, you can even ride a pirate ship on the lake. And the museums are fantastic here. The outdoor museum is very popular with foreign guests. They have another museum called Pola, and another museum called the Narukawa. There's a very famous race in January on the second and third. It's called the Ekiden. It's the collegiate relay race. It starts in Tokyo, comes here, then the next day, they run back to Tokyo. Okay? どこでしょうか? 箱根って言ったら? That's right. Good job. But maybe it'll get a little harder. Next, 第9位, number 9. This is Japan's fourth largest city. It has a beautiful castle, very famous for its shachi. Shachi はちょっと通訳しにくいですけど、ちょっと調べて Golden Dolphins って書いてありましたんですけど、やっぱりちょっと難しい。But shachi were placed on castles to help prevent fires from taking place. This is a city whose one of their top attractions for foreigners is the Toyota Museum. Okay? ここはどこでしょうか? 第9位は名古屋です。Next, 第8位, number 8. Many Japanese people think this is one of the most beautiful cities in the country. It's located between the sea and the mountains. It was one of Japan's first ports. Port は港ですね。It was one of Japan's first ports, along with Yokohama, Nagasaki, Hakodate, and Niigata. In 1995, there was a large earthquake which killed over 5,000 people. But today, the city is completely rebuilt.ここはどこでしょうか? はい、神戸でした。Next. 第7位。Number 7. This is a very small city, but very popular tourist destination. If you take the train, it's about 1 hour south of Tokyo. The history is, in 1192 年ですね。A man named Minamoto Yoritomo chose this location for his new government center. The city is very famous for its many temples and a Buddha statue that sits outside. And the pigeon sabure are very good. Hato sabure de wakarimashita kana? Yes, the answer is Kamakura.Next, 第6位, number 6. This city's Peace Memorial Museum is very popular with foreign tourists. If you read the kanji for this city, it means wide island. Very close to here is a small island, also popular, called Miyajima. I really enjoy eating...The maple leaf shaped manju here. I think you know this one already. Number 6 is Hiroshima. もう今半分終わりました。どうでしょうか? How was it? We're done with half our quiz. How are you doing? Is it easy? Is it hard? Is it helpful? Okay.So the next five places, let's make it a little challenging.
これからチャレンジをしてあげます。ちょっともっと難しい英語を使って、ちょっと早くなりますから、頑張って当ててみましょう。
第5位。Number 5. This city quickly grew from a small fishing village into one of Japan's major cities. It was one of the first ports to be open to foreign trade. There were many foreigners who lived here. Even now, it has one of the world's largest Chinatowns and has many beautiful Western-designed houses in its Yamate district. It's very close to Tokyo.And shopping is very popular here, in the Minato Mirai area.
どこでしょうか? Are we okay?
Number 5 was Yokohama. Next, 第4位. Number 4. This was Japan's first capital. If you take the train, it's less than 1 hour.From Kyoto or Osaka. Due to its old age, it still has some of Japan's largest and oldest temples. The Todaiji Temple holds the largest Buddhist sculpture in Japan. And there are deer walking around everywhere.
じゃあ、第4位は何でしょうか?
That's right. Nara. All right. Let's go to the next one.
第3位.
Number 3. This is a very large city and offers many different things to travelers. Eating is a very popular activity in this city. Small balls with pieces of octopus inside are very popular.There's a wonderful shopping district next to a beautiful river that sometimes people jump into. A beautiful aquarium and a theme park attract many visitors here. The castle is very large and was even larger when it was first built.
第3位は何でしょうか?
Yes, 大阪。
Alright, here we go. Last two.
第2位。
Number two. This city served as Japan's capital and the emperor's residence for almost 1,000 years. This city's buildings were destroyed many times by either war or fires, even flooding. There are many temples and shrines and other historically significant places to see in this city. Sometimes it's very difficult to get a room reservation for a stay here. But if you can, visiting in autumn to see the leaves is a very popular activity.
では、第2位は、京都ですね。やっぱり京都について、京都のポッドキャストを作りたいですね。京都の建物、歴史、神社、寺、もういろいろ話したいですね。いろいろ話せる。
Temples, お寺、Shrines, 神社。Next, 第一、Number one. This place was originally a small castle town. Some people say it was even a small fishing village. But soon became Japan's political center, and the government was established here. This city would grow to be one of the largest cities in the world. It's the world's largest city now. There's so much to see here. A very popular area with tourists is Asakusa. There are many museums here, temples and gardens.
ちょっと、1位はちょっと難しいですね。やっぱり考えずにみんな東京と言っちゃうと思いますね。でも第1位は東京。まあ、これから東京と京都について別のポッドキャストを作ってみましょうと思ってます。みなさん、どうでしたか?やっぱりおもてなしの一つのところは、日本の魅力を説明できるように、正しい英語じゃなくてもいいけど、外国人が日本に聞いて、いろいろ見たい、いろいろ説明してもらいたいね。あなたの英語能力、どんなレベルでも、ぜひ、練習して、誇り持って、いい旅させて。最近みんなのコメントありがとう。これから作ってもらいたいポッドキャストがあったら、やっぱりいつもなんか内容を考えてますから、ほえご .com に行って、コメントのところ、あなたを聞きたいコンテンツを書いてもらったら作ってみようと思ってます。Everyone, great job! We hope you enjoyed your stay.
Good job, everyone! もしコメントか質問があったら、ほえご .com に行って書いてください。あそこのいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job!おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!